And tonight we welcome Red Nucleus, which consists of Michael Goy and David Cooper. Welcome, y'all.
Thank you very much.
You're going to have to pull that mic right up to your mouth as long as you're talking. And then once
you
start playing music, you can back it back off. So I listened to you.
I can barely remember to turn my guitar on. You expect me to be able to manipulate the microphone too?
Well, we'll give you step-by-step guidance if necessary.
Yeah, yeah. Val will tell
you. The Cliff's Notes cheat sheet would be very helpful.
Too late. Sorry.
Yeah, you should have thought of that. Just stop looking at your hand over there, Michael. Well, welcome again, you guys. Tell us a little bit about the band and how long you guys have been playing together and stuff like that.
Go for it.
So David and I have known each other probably for about 4 years, but
That's not very long.
No,
it's not that long, but we've been playing music even less long than that. So we started playing music maybe about 2 years ago. Is that approximately right?
Really? See, I would have thought you guys, after listening to you, I would have thought that you've been playing together for a long time.
Well, both of us have been playing music for a long time in various other configurations, but we've only been playing Red Nucleus music for approximately 2 years, and it's mostly music that I've composed, so actually that goes back a long time. Probably the first piece of music that I composed that we play together I might have written maybe 35 years ago.
Really?
Well, I just retired. I'm kind of an elderly retiring guitar player, and I played in a lot of different formats, a lot of different kinds of music, but one of my secret kinds of music that I never shared much with people was fingerstyle guitar. And I was just...
What is it called?
Fingerstyle.
Oh, fingerstyle.
You mentioned my hand. That's got fingers attached to it. And for years, I've been writing pieces just in my living room, playing them to my cat when I had a cat, playing them occasionally for friends, but never really thinking of performing in public. And I finally got to a point where I really wanted to, and it was fortuitous because David and I had gotten to know each other, and I knew he was a bass player. And when I wrote these songs, I always heard them in my mind with bass accompaniment. So it was really a lucky turn of events that the time when I was ready to start actually playing in public, David was also ready to pick his bass back up. I think he'd been, why don't you go ahead and say what your musical history is?
Well, I moved with my wife, Barbara Tyroler, the more famous member of this marriage, down to Chapel Hill.
So far.
We moved back to Chapel
Hill. Hey, buddy, you're getting your 15 minutes of fame here.
Right. There you go. I appreciate that a lot.
Teasing.
So, most recently, I had been in a band in Washington that consisted of a bunch of dads who were all had kids in the same high school. And
That's so cool.
We called ourselves the Grateful Dads. And we were a blues band, you know. And our first performance was at the high school, and Vice President Al Gore was sitting in the front row because he had a kid in the same high school. So my first public performance in D.C. was for the Vice President, and it's been downhill ever since.
We haven't done that. We have definitely not done that.
But meeting Michael was great because we've hit it off as friends first and then musicians second, and I think that's the right order to do it in.
So
things have gone really, really well because we discovered that we like the same music, and even the name of the band was probably the easiest band naming that had ever happened. One night Michael said, we were practicing, and he said, I've got an idea for a name of the band. And I said, fine, what is it? And he said, Red Nucleus. And I said, good, let's keep practicing. So that was it. That was the whole conversation. We didn't waste any time.
But you know,
Michael was up for 4 nights.
Totally skirting exactly what happens when a band tries to pick a name most of the time, which is there's a four-month down period where people argue and cross things off the list and add things to the list. So yeah, it was really good that we didn't have to argue about the name.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So we like the same harmonies, and I think that's sort of a reflection of that, too. And so the music is very, the music that Michael composes is very harmonious. And so together, I think we sound good because we like the same harmonies. And it's become a real pleasure to practice and play in public with Michael. We look forward to doing more of it.
Well, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Are you guys ready to play some music?
Yeah, sure. We'd love to. Let me just say a word about the song that we're going to play.
Okay.
It's called the 33 and a third RPM Waltz. A year ago, my sister and brother-in-law celebrated their 33 and a third year wedding anniversary, they invited everybody from far and wide to come and bring LPs to play, you know, from in the day.
How cute.
And so they live in Oregon, and it was a long flight out there, and I was thinking that it would be really fun to compose a song for the event. So I wrote this waltz. It's called the 33 and a third RPM waltz.
Nice.
Cool.
And,
let's hear it.
Let me play a note or two just so you can figure out if the level's good.
Sounds great.
So reasonable loudness?
Yeah.
All right. So this is a 33 and
it's
a third percent.
Beautiful. Go for it.
33 and a third percent waltz. No, 33 and a third RPM waltz. Ready?
You guys, that
very
sounds
peaceful.
Great. You know, you're lucky that you guys found each other. You know what I mean.
You mean of all the billions of people in the world?
But you know what I'm saying. And it must feel great to you to be able to finally perform some of these songs that you've been writing for all these years.
Yeah.
With someone who gets you and who, you know, what a great thing.
It is a great thing, and I think now that we're both retired from our academic careers, we'll be doing a lot of this a lot more of this.
So, right. Yeah. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So do you have one more song you can play for us? We got about, what,
30
4
more
minutes?
Songs, if you yeah. want.
No. How many more minutes are we on the air?
We got about 5.
All right. Yeah, okay. We'll play one more, and then we'll maybe talk about it. So we'll play it first, and then we can talk about it.
Okay.
Yes. Which one are we going to do?
Let's see.
It's 4, but that's, it'll work.
You guys are on Facebook, Red Nucleus, right?
It's Red Nucleus Music.
Okay.
On Facebook, yeah.
Okay.
To distinguish us from the other Red Nucleus. but Red Nucleus Music is our Facebook handle.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we're also on Reverb Nation, although that's a little bit of a dilemma. There's some kind of energy vortex right now on Reverb Nation, and Red Nucleus and my other band, the Carburetors, are sort of mixed up with each other. I don't know. Anyway. But
it's complicated.
Yes, it is.
Yes, that's.
And anyway, yeah, I'm going to stop talking. We're going to play some music.
Yeah, you're going to run out of time soon.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much. Now, are you going to be playing anywhere coming up? You got any gigs coming up here?
We've decided to cancel all of our gigs.
And wait for the furor from this interview to die down.
When Springsteen comes back, we'll consider opening.
You're not playing in North Carolina until
you're in
they
protest
repeal
of HB2.
Exactly.
Okay. Right. Well, if you have the force to make a change, do it.
Well, yes. We're going to donate all the money that you guys are paying us, definitely, to
we do that every HB2. Week. Yeah, we exactly. donate it to
No,
to the greater causes. Good. Well, thanks you guys so much for coming on again. This is Michael Goy and David Cooper, and their band is Red Nucleus. Thanks, you guys.
Pleasure.
Thank you. And we're out.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.